This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, we interrupt this draft talk to dip in on Bill Belichick's awkward Sunday morning interview, or ran on Sunday morning with CBS Sunday Morning. Bill Belichick has a book coming out called The Art of Winning. So he's on the promotional tour for his book here. I'm guessing largely organized by his girlfriend slash whatever she is professionally for him.
Social media advisor.
Yeah,
or
something.
Whatever role she's a PR liaison.
Yeah.
Is how she's acting at UNC.
Jordan Hudson is her name. It's Bill Belichick, 73 years old. She's in her mid-20s, and they've been dating for several months now.
And just to set the stage for those of you who didn't see the interview, Bill Belichick is being interviewed by CBS Sunday Morning, or whatever it's called. He's wearing a tattered old Navy sweatshirt.
It's got a hole
like
in
a
it.
Naval Academy sweatshirt. Yeah. It's got a tear in one of the chests.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is sitting off to the side in a chair, kind of like a lot of people have. They've got their assistant or whatever sitting off camera. But she apparently during the interview entered camera quite a few to either advise or shut things down.
Yeah, she was very involved, so involved that they pointed it out in the piece. Here is Bill Bell. Here's the piece on his girlfriend. And take a listen at the end where he gets asked a question that she takes great issue with.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on. Though Hudson has recently posted about it on Instagram.
Well, you would think if you were in a relationship, like people ask me, like Amy, like how did you guys meet? I love telling that story. You
That's
know?
An easy lay. Hey, let's show the human side of Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Plus, they've already told that story. Supposedly, they met on an airplane.
Right,
they were sitting next to each other on an airplane.
Yeah,
and he was curious about the philosophy book she was reading.
Yes,
or something.
Yeah,
and they sparked up a conversation that way. This is one of those things where somebody says no comment, where you wonder, like, wait a second, is there more to this?
What
like,
am I missing? What, yeah.
Why are we not allowed to talk about this thing that you've already publicly talked about?
Yeah.
It, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when Dan Patrick interviewed Kyler Murray before the draft, and people were wondering, you know, Dan Patrick said you keep looking over to your dad every time you want to answer a question. It was like, poor. I don't know if Bill Belichick can make it as a number one overall quarterback draft pick. Because if he can't make it through a simple interview, basically a feel-good interview, without looking off to the side for advice.
To his girlfriend, who is 50 years his junior. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Kyler Murray stuff was way less creepier than the Bill Belichick interview.
It was weird, man. It was weird. So she's chiming in there. I guess this book, The Art of Winning, and it's about Belichick's career. So this is almost like it sounds like, Seth, it's almost his, it's like his biography, but all the football stuff, like all the looked through the prism of football. No mention of Robert Kraft at all. Not a single, Jordan Hudson gets mentioned in the book, girlfriend of like a year mentioned in the book, Robert Kraft, his boss, not mentioned. He was asked about that.
I have to ask about Robert Kraft because 24 years together, 6 Super Bowls. unless I'm wrong, he's not in this book. How come?
He's not. Well, again, it's about my life lessons in football, and it's really more about the ones that I've experienced directly.
But he's not even in the acknowledgement section.
Correct.
Okay, this is why I admire Belichick. That's an easy one when you write a book, your editor, especially with people that or a lot of people that haven't written books before, they write everything down and it ends up being 800 pages.
Yeah.
So the editor has to cut out a bunch of stuff. That's an easy one that if Belichick wanted to, he could have just said, well, you know what? We couldn't put everything in the book, so there you go. But he didn't.
The acknowledgement
to do that.
Him not even being in the acknowledgements, though. That's just.
I'd have to know how many people are in the acknowledgements.
Well, he mentioned his girlfriend in the acknowledgements. He did.
He's known her a long time.
He did.
Sean.
Yeah,
she's been an integral part of his life.
She's known her like 10 months. If you're wondering maybe where this is all coming from, and by the way, some of this you're going to hear on the Pettycast tomorrow for sure. Here was Belichick when he was asked about cutting ties with the Patriots. Was it a firing or was it a mutual decision?
Do you feel like you were treated with dignity and respect when you were let go by Robert Kraft?
Yeah, well, it was a mutual decision for us to part ways.
He said fired.
It was a mutual decision.
Okay. And some of the veil gets pulled back now on why Robert Kraft may not have been acknowledge. You know what, Robert Kraft, if you're feeling down about it, Robert Kraft, Ben, let's acknowledge him. If Bill Belichick's not going to acknowledge you, we will at least acknowledge you for the fountain of content that you were a few years ago when you decided to go to the Orchids of Asia Spa in Jupiter, Florida back in the day. That and when you dated, boy, it must be a Patriot thing, when you dated that very young girl who was trying to break into acting and you were her you were her reading partner on those scripts. That was good stuff, too.
Yeah, and well...
Yeah, exactly.
Kraft, remember when they did that Patriots documentary? When they did that Patriots documentary a couple years ago or last year?
Yes.
Belichick was barely in it, right?
Yeah,
you watched it. I didn't watch it.
I watched the whole thing, yes.
And Belichick was barely in it?
He was... I mean, it's hard to avoid the head coach. He was definitely not featured in a way or as much as the head coach would be. And there was... This was the big thing, Seth, is that Robert Kraft directly placed blame on Belichick for some of the Super Bowls and seasons that went wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, like when I forget which Super Bowl it was. It was the one they lost to the Eagles where he inexplicably benched Malcolm Butler for the Super Bowl and Nick Foles goes on and wins the MVP. Nick Foles wins MVP of a Super Bowl that Tom Brady threw for like 500 yards in. So Kraft openly blamed Belichick for things in that documentary as well. Clearly it feels like a damaged relationship between those two guys. I'm going to go out on a limb. Yeah.
I was looking for the quote where Kraft said that he fired Belichick, but the problem is everything that comes up now is based on this interview alone.
Yeah.
I always got the sense that Belichick, I think he is who he is and he doesn't try to smooth anything over or anything.
No.
And I'm guessing that I always got the feel that he didn't really respect Bob Kraft that much. That's just my feel.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true or not. I always got the feel it was almost like Kraft is kind of an annoyance that he has to deal with because you got to have an owner, but that he didn't. I just never felt like he really respected Bob Kraft.
I don't know. It's hard to read anything with Belichick because he's so stone faced. This I know. Ted Johnson said this. Ted Johnson said this the day that Seth Wickersham article came out back in 2017.
Yeah.
About how Brady wanted Garoppolo. It was about all the dirt behind the scenes with the Patriots at that time. It was in 2017, and I will never forget Ted coming into Twin Peaks on 290 before the show, like the cat ate the canary, ready to dig into this story. And Ted's first words he said when he dug into that story on the air was, nobody is more petty than Bill Belichick. Nobody.
Yeah. Well, that's why so many of his acolytes have failed. It's because they don't understand. You don't get to emulate a genius and all of his personality traits, because those are things that they get away with because they're a genius. So a lot of the questionable interpersonal side of Belichick, it worked for him because he was a genius. It's kind of like not everybody can get away with being Deion Sanders unless you're Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
You can't, and Deion has a public persona versus a private persona.
Yep.
You can't get away with emulating Deion unless you're as good as Deion.
That's right.
And you can't emulate being Bill Belichick unless you're as good as Bill Belichick.
Yeah. Shador found that out the hard way this weekend. Right now on TV on First Take, is what happened to Shador Sanders fair? That's the question they're discussing right now. And Lewis Riddick is talking. I will go back and listen to this.
Look, he had a strategy of tanking the draft for many, many teams. And it, if anything, his strategy worked out too effectively.
Well,
he was actively and willingly sabotaging his relationship with multiple teams.
Oh,
and it seems to have worked out.
And Riddick,
you got to give him credit for that.
He did.
I'm tired of people not giving him the credit for executing it almost, was it just executing it too well?
Flawless, yeah. I mean, yeah. The only thing that would have been better is if he became an undrafted free agent. Then he could pick where he goes at that point. Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. I disagree with your viewpoint on Shador. You have 30-plus-year-old males getting butthurt about a 21-year-old male's self-confidence. Personal feelings should be kept out of business.
Okay, this is what you don't understand, young man, and this is where you need to be careful. could you show me the deficit of confident quarterbacks in the NFL? It's odd. I didn't realize that all of them were trembling with insecurity and self-doubt.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's very, very interesting that the things that people are criticizing Shador Sanders for, you interpret as confidence. Like, not turning your music off when you're at an NFL facility on your headphones. Or taking a FaceTime call while you're in a meeting with a head coach. Or just flat out, you and your father saying that there's teams that you're going to dictate terms of where you're going to go or whatever, like blatantly disrespecting some franchises. What part of that is confidence? Because the things people are complaining about with Shador Sanders are not confidence.
Seth,
it's much different than confidence.
It's professionalism. That's what it is. I mean, he was unprofessional in those meetings, according to, yes, some anonymous people. The anonymity has been pulled back. Like Todd McShay mentioned Brian Daboll by name on his podcast. So some of the anonymity has been pulled back. But whether it's anonymous or not, and this is what people need to understand, is that whether anonymous or not, all that talk of what Shador is like in those meetings, it played out in the draft. He was drafted in the fifth round when he'd been mocked to in the first round for practically every single mock draft. And you're right about this. Confidence versus professionalism is a distinction that needs to be made. Seth, I will share this take right now. I've only ever shared it with you, but I'll share it on the air right now. The main thing I'm happy about with C.J. Stroud during his draft journey is he was able to kind of push his confidence to the back burner. You know, that I'm glad that he kind of showed himself to be meek and really manipulatable in all the meetings he had with NFL teams.
It's the most curious and weird opinion that I keep seeing is that they didn't like his confidence. I'm like, they're all confident.
Yeah.
Every single NFL quarterback is incredibly confident.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? Didn't like his confidence.
This has elicited some of the worst takes from people who I think are otherwise smart people. You know,
it's what happens when you spend 3 months saying that anybody who suggests Shador Sanders isn't going to go in the first round is an idiot and wrong and they're stupid. And then all of a sudden, all the people that you've been calling stupid and clickbaity and hot take artists, when all of a sudden all the things that they were saying appear to have some validity, at least... You can either acknowledge that you were way off, or you can double down on absurd takes and weird, like, things that just don't make any sense at all.
Yep.
Confident. Like, yeah, that somehow, Shador's confident.
Right.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's why nobody wants a confident NFL quarterback.
No, that would be
These
silly.
Teams will all tell you the first thing they don't want is a confident NFL quarterback.
That would be absolutely silly. My favorite version of a quarterback was the one where Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts when he was with the Jets.
Yeah.
Completely lacking in confidence. That's what we want.
Or that college kid whose hand was shaking when he had to go in. Yes, he's got it. That's the it factor right there.
How did that guy not get picked first? All right, sounds from the draft this weekend, including the most hyperbolic, absurd introduction for a rookie in the history of the NFL. We've got that for you coming up next.